Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. One of the challenges of being a minister is to try and shape one's words from the pulpit, not only to respond to the Bible and our contemporary world, but also respond to the life of the congregation. I want to acknowledge two events in the life of our congregation this morning. The first is that we have lost a dear member of our congregation this last week. Norma Houghton died on Thursday afternoon. The second is that we have celebrated a baptism here this morning. In the life of the church, we acknowledge all of the movements of life. Baptism and death are both thoughtfully considered in this place. Allow me, first of all, to thank Frankie and Charlie and all of our esteemed guests this morning for giving us, the United Church of Jaffrey, the honor of baptizing this fine, fine young lad, Corbin Berry. What a treasure. Thank you so much. I don't believe I've ever seen such a lovely face smiling. That's just absolutely. And if he wants to interject, then, you know, that's fine. I'm just going to pretend he's saying, amen. We love baptisms, and we don't get enough of them around here. Now, baptism is both a sacrament and a rite of passage. To say that it is a sacrament is to say that it is very important in a very deeply sacred way. To say that it is a rite of passage is to acknowledge that it marks a moment when something changes in the life of both the individual and his or her community. As we grow from infancy into childhood, and then as we gradually move from childhood into adulthood, we take part in different rites of passage. And of course, the rites of passage that we observe depend a great deal on the culture and the religion of which we are a part. Baptism, of course, is a Christian rite of passage. A bar mitzvah is a Jewish rite of passage. 15-year-old girls in Latin cultures have a big party called a quinceañera. Marriage, of course, is a rite of passage that takes place in different ways in different cultures. Rites of passage are often connected into transitional moments in our lives, moments when we move both physically and emotionally from childhood into adolescence, for example, or from being single to being married. At such moments, it is important for the individual to know that they are part of a supportive community. And we have just acted this out together in a beautiful way. We just did this together. With one voice, we welcomed Corbin into our community, a special community, a community based on the teachings of Christ. So what's so great about that? Why create a community around the teachings of a person who lived more than 2,000 years ago? Good question. Let's look at that parable, the one about the Good Samaritan, that was today's scripture lesson. The parable takes place on a road, the Jericho Road. In this morning's second reading, which is taken from the speech by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which he gave just a few hours before he was killed, Dr. King told us something about the Jericho Road. "That's a dangerous road," he said. "It's a winding, meandering road. It's conducive to being ambushed. In the days of Jesus, it came to be known as the Bloody Pass." Dr. King has shown us something about Jesus' teaching. Jesus' parables took place in the real world. Make no mistake, Jesus was not naive. He did not pretend that our world is a safe and easy place to be. He knew that when you live a human life, you often find yourself on Jericho Road. And Jericho Road is a dangerous road. On Jericho Road, it is entirely possible that you may be set upon by robbers. You may be beaten and left to die. In the parable, this, in fact, is what happens to someone. Jesus tells us about a man who has been beaten up and left to die. Jesus knows that this kind of thing happens. His listeners also know about it. They all know about the Jericho Road, and we do too. Knowing about the Jericho Road is part of what it means to grow up. As we grow up and become adults, we learn that life is not all fun and games. We learn to be careful. We learn to be suspicious of other people's motives. This is what we call being streetwise. Whenever we meet a person, we look them up and down and we decide whether they can be trusted. We do this because we know. We know that Jericho Road is a dangerous road. And Jesus does not only know about the robbers who might beat you up and leave you to die on that road. Jesus goes on to tell us about two other people, a priest and a Levite, who are also traveling Jericho Road. The priest and the Levite are a certain kind of people. These two are not like the robbers. They don't actively do bad things, but in their own way, they also make Jericho Road a dangerous road. They don't care. They just don't care. They come walking down Jericho Road. They see the man who is hurt, and they cross the road. They pretend that the dying man is not there. Now, not caring has its advantages, at least for them. It's more efficient not to care. Those two people, the priest and the Levite, will likely get to Jericho pretty quickly. The parable could end there, and it might seem quite realistic to many people. Many people have had that experience that the dying man has, victims of violence, abandoned on the side of the road, and neglected by people who just don't seem to care. But the parable does not end there. Jesus tells us about a Samaritan, a person that most of his listeners would consider a lowlife. This lowlife Samaritan comes along, and he cares. He stops. He tends to the man's wounds and takes him to an inn. He even uses his own money to pay for the dying man's lodging while he heals. Amen. Jericho Road is a dangerous road, but it is also a compassionate road. It is a road that can lead to violent death, and it is a road that can lead to healing. It all depends on who's traveling that road. Now, when we baptize a young person into the community of Christ, we baptize that young person into a community that is based on the idea that love is real. Love is real. Jericho Road is real, but love is also real. True, powerful, inefficient, strong love. So welcome, Corbin. Corbin, you and your parents should know that there are people on Jericho Road who will stop and help you if you are ever in need. And there's a great example of such people here with us this morning. People just like this. The loved ones of Norma Houghton, our dear friend who died last Thursday. Norma had a terrible disease called Alzheimer's. Slowly, over a long period of time, her mind became lost to that disease. But her family did not leave her alone on Jericho Road. Her family stood by her throughout her long decline. They not only took care of her, they also worked tirelessly to advocate for other people who have the same disease. So when you enter this community, Corbin, you enter a community of people who care. Welcome. And welcome again to everyone here. Welcome to a community that cares. Amen.